Today we're holding on Daf Vav, Masechet Megillah, Tov Shin Samach Zayin. And yesterday we learned how Rabbi Yochanan had understood the Pasuk that mentioned the various cities in Yehoshua, and he defined the city of Hamat in the Pasuk as Tveria, Rakat as Sipori. Today the Gemara has a different approach, and we're holding now on the sixth line from the top. Omar Rava. Mi ikel aman di omar rakat lav Tveria hi? Could anybody in his right mind say that rakat is Tziporia and not Tveria? V'kishochi v'nishocha, we know that when someone dies here in Bavel, if he's a great man, hatam savti lehar, that in Tveria, the hesped that they sing for that man goes like this. Godol hu b'sheshach. He was great in Babel. Sheshach is Atbash for Beit Beit Lamed. Shin Shin Chof. In the inverted olive base is Beit Beit Lamed. So it's a poetic name for Babel. So they would sing. Gadol v'sheshach. V'shem lo v'rakat. He's got quite a name for himself here in Rakat. V'chimaski arona lahatam, when they bring someone from for burial from here in Bavel to Tveria, sapti le'achi, what they do is they announce the imminent arrival of the coffin, and they announce like this, Ohavei Sridim, those of you who are lovers of Rashi learn Sridim are Yisrael, so it's Ohavei Yisrael. Others learn Sridim as a reference specifically to Talmidei Chachamim, Asridim Asher Hashem Korei. So those of you who are lovers of those very special people, Yoshvei Rakat, O dwellers of Tveria, obviously because they're talking to people in Tveria, Tzu'u v'kiblu harugei omek, go out of your homes and come and greet those who have been murdered by the valley, either in Los Angeles or in Bavel. Ki noch nafshe de Rabbi Zera, when Rabbi Zera was nifter, and he had left Bavel and had come to settle in Eretz Yisrael. Potach aleihu savdana, a certain famous maspid, started his poem like this. Eretz Shinar Haravi Alada, the land of Shinar in Bavel. He conceived and gave birth to this great man. Eretz Tzvi Gidlasha Ashu'eha, but the land of the beauty, Eretz Yisrael. She was the one who raised this wonderful boy. Oinala Amra Rakat. Now Rakat, Tveria. Clearly again, because this was the Hesped in Tveria. So he was clearly referring to Rakat, so he would say, Oinala, woe to her, says Rakat, ki avdak lechem data, because her most beautiful, beautiful instrument is gone. So obviously, Hamat can't be Tveria, Rakat's got to be Tveria. Therefore, Ela Amarova, let's reverse that. Chamat, obviously, is a reference to, it should say Chamei Gader, and not to Chamei Grar. Rakat Zoteria, like we've just said, and Kinneret is Ginosa. Now we have to change it. Lama Nikra Shema Rakat, before we understand that Chamat was Tveria because of Chamei Tveria. Why call Tveria Rakat? Since the posik that refers to the godless of Yisrael in Shir HaShirim refers to Rakatech, Kepelach HaRimon Rakatech, and we darsha, so there it means, in the simple meaning of it, is that the lover speaks to his beloved and says that your forehead is like a Pelach Rimon. But we darshan Rakatech, again, this is the lover of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, song to Klal Yisrael. So, Kepelach HaRimon Rakatech means the most empty of you are Malayim Mitzvot Kerimon. So, anybody who's sensitive to that midrash would recognize right away that the meaning of calling a city Rakat would be Rakatech. And there he immediately connects that to Rimon, Kepelach HaRimon. Therefore, it means that the simplest people way in Bavel, in Tveria, were Malayim Mitzvot Kerimon. Richie's got something to say to the boys in Joburg. Hey, Rich.
How you doing, guys?
No, that's not what you're saying.
What am I supposed to say?
How's it?
How's it?
Oh, boy. You guys didn't do very much for Richie, let me tell you.
No, they were great. They were great. Nice place. Fantastic audio thing. It's really like sitting
here. Yeah, unbelievable.
The voice comes through. It's great. Amazing.
Incredible. Yeah. What a world it is. What a world.
They were yelling at Richie.
Everybody
was
yelling at iPod in a switch speaker. And it's as right, clear look. As day. It's from Marsh. I close my eyes. I'm like,
it's exactly the same. Slept just as well.
As long as you wrote, Chamei Gadera is below Gadera, which is in Jordan, on the edge of the Gilad. The Gemara elsewhere talks about the Tashem being able to, whether the Kurder could not go up and down on Shabbos. I was in Gadera, looking down the Chamei Gadera from Jordan.
But how far is it from the area of Tveria? I mean, it has to be still in the same place.
Just around the corner of the Kinneret. The Chamei Gadera is...
Oh, so it's Gadera. Underneath what we call...
Hamad Gader is the Hamim of Gadeira, which is on the hill.
Hey, right.
But what's well, where that park is now that they charge?
That's
so,
it. That's Hamad Gader.
That's not in Jordan. It's out on the border.
But Gadeira is an it is.
I see.
The cliff of
yeah, that gigantic cliff.
It's right.
Yeah. Which side is that? On the east side?
Yeah.
Okay. Continues. Rabbi Yirmi Amar. Rabbi Yirmi says the name actually. Of Tveria doesn't require analysis as to why Tveria would be referred to as Raka. That was its original name. Obviously, Tveria was only when they built it and they called it after the Emperor Tiberian. What are you analyzing, Tveria? I mean, obviously, why would we adopt a Roman name? There's got to be some meaning to Tveria. As other Achronim explain it, because whenever we import words, certainly names, to a Mokum Kodesh, we're not going to name it after an absurd Roman Caesar. Why do we call it Tveria? Sheyoshevet betibura shel Eretz Yisrael, because it's right at the navel of Eretz Yisrael. It's in the center of Eretz Yisrael, the way Eretz Yisrael is meant to be, in its gvulos, and therefore it's called the navel. Rava Amar, Rava says, you're right that the original name of the town that became later Tiberias is actually Rakat. The reason we accept the name Tveria is because so that the beauty of Tveria is the reason that we call it Tveria. It's very lovely, as Tosfos says. It's gardens and it's trees and so on. Others learn Tovari Iata is a reference to the eyes of Sanhedrin, because Sanhedrin was in Tveria. And the amazing thing is, if you take a look at Hayom, those who are buried in Tveria are all of the Einayim of Klal Yisrael. It's astounding. All those who were the ones who opened up the eyes of Klal Yisrael for Dairus. So you have the ones who wrote the Gemara. You have Ravina, Rav Asher, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, you have the Rambam, you have the Shalom, you have the Ramchal, Rabbi Akiva, Kulam Aliba to Rabbi Akiva. It's an amazing thing. They're all located in the Tveria. Most of them in one place. Takapella. So, Tovari Yata.
I bet you were buried in Tveria.
Mm-hmm. In the mountain, right above Tveria. Rav Chia was the one who was Gerim that took Torah shouldn't be Ishtakeach. You remember that, Maisa? Were you with us when we took the yeshiva to Tveria to find the Kever Reb Chia? We can. You weren't there. Of course. I'm sorry.
Even then,
I didn't realize you were already going then. But we had an amazing mindset. We were lost on the mountain. Could not find the Kever Reb Chia, and all of a sudden there's this immense outburst of water, like gushing.
It was
an incredible story. We're walking along, all of a sudden water starts gushing up in the middle of the mountain from nowhere. Apparently there must have been a pipe underground that had broken suddenly. And we rush over there, we want to get information to tell exactly what we're going to call up, that they should, chaval on the water, to call up the Mekorot and tell them where the break is. We come there and it's exactly over the Kever Repeal. So we got I got to see the Kever Rabbi. Strange story. Okay. So that's the Tovari Iyata. Omar Ze'iri. If you take a look at the Gvulot of Zvulun, we've been talking about Naphtali. Truth is, Naphtali and Zvulun had a little bit of interaction of jealousies in terms of their Gvulot. So it says, Zvulun lo horishet yoshvei Kitron vet yoshvei Na'alol. Where exactly is Kitron? So Ze'ira says, Ar Kitron is Tzipori. Now that we've established that Rakat is Tveria, Tzipori, what Rabbi Yochanan had misidentified as Kitron, but actually it was Tzipori. V'lama nikra shma Tzipori. The reason that we take the name Tzipori is because it's like a bird. Yoshevet Barosh Arke Tzipor. It sits there right on top of its har, of its mountain, like a bird. Now how could Kitron be Tzipori, asked the Gemara? V'kitron b'chelkoshev v'zivulun havoi. We know that Zevulun's chelek, that was Kitron, that they did not properly inherit, and they allowed the Kanani to remain there paying taxes instead of destroying them. Dechtiv Zevulun, it's a great idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they end up eating the taxes.
They don't pay taxes, and we don't...
We pay them. Zevulun lo horishet yoshvei Kitron, vet Zevulun, and Zevulun was miserable with their own inheritance, which included Kitron, because we find Zevulun mitraim amidotav ha'ame. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives each individual, each shevet, kimidotav. He basically, he tailors a garment. Their garment is Eretz Yisrael, that's kefim midah for them. And Zevulun was upset about the way his garment was tailored, meaning about his chelek in Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, Zevulun. It says over here, Zevulun am chiraf nafsho lamut, v'nafti, naftali am rome sadeh. What does that mean? That ma tam, why is it that Zevulun is ready to fight to the death? Because Naphtali is al merome sadeh. Amar Zevulun lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is, I forgot who says that. I think it could be it's the Marsha. Points out that by Moshe Rabbeinu it says, when he didn't want to die, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the whole thing with Yoshua, and he appeared to Yoshua, and Moshe was standing by. And Moshe asked Yoshua, so what did the Shekhinah say? And Yoshua says, did I ask you when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking to you in private? Would I ask you? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, that's it. 100 deaths, but not a moment of jealousy. So therefore, it means, Am Cheref Nafsho Lamut, because it's better 100 deaths than to have this jealousy. So clearly, it was Mekane. So what's his kina? Omar Zvulun, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rivono Shel Olam, L'Achai Natata Lem Sadot Uchramim, V'li Natata Harim Ugvaot. Take a look over here. I just walked through Naphtali's chelek. Oh, it's beautiful. What am I doing with these?
Changed.
Yeah, exactly. What am I doing with these big mountains? Where am I going to plant things? And not only that, lachai natatem lehem aratzot velina tata yamim v'naarov. Half my chelek is taken up with water. What do I need water for? Omar lo kulam tzrichim lecha yadei chilazon. On the contrary, you're going to make all your money from the water, because everybody is going to have to come and pay you in order to get the chilazon out of which you make tchelet, which is a worldwide luxury, and it's only going to come from you. Shenema amim har yikro shom yizbech uziv chetzedek ki shefa yamim yinaku svunei tmunecho. So what's the svunei tmunechol? Tani Rabbi Yosef, svunei is a reference to the chilazon. It's something that's very difficult to find. It comes up only once in a while. Tmunei refers to tiris, which is a very valuable fish. And the chol is a zechuchis. And that's a special kind of zechuchis. It's zechuchis levana, because the quality of the silica in the area of Zevulun is very high. It doesn't have a lot of other minerals mixed in it, and therefore you can make very clear glass from it. And so again, it's worth an awful lot of money. The tiris, Rashi says, that's the fish we call the tunina.
You want to see
the fish? Let's see the tunina. Let's see what it's not, anyway.
Yeah.
Sardines.
It looks sort of like
come on, man.
looks sort of like a tuna from the top.
It's a sardine. That's what it is. Omar Lefanat, what? It's a sardine, the exact opposite of a tiras. It's supposed to be a big fish. It's a, as I said, that's what we know it's not. So Omar Lefanat says, Vulam Takarash Boruch, Ribono Shel Olam, Mimodieni. It's all very nice. What am I supposed to have over here? Half of the Shevet now making patrols to see to it who's going to steal my fish and my kivazons. Now I have the Coast Guard out at all times to see who's fishing in my waters. Who's gonna be any good? What good is it for me? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to him, take a look at the Pasuk. Sham Yizbechu Zivchei Tzedek. Can you bring a dishonest korban and expect the full HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a dishonest korban? We know it's Sonei Gezel Be'olah. It's not going to accept your korban. Siman Zei Elecha. Kol HaNotel Nimcha B'lo Damin. Somebody who tries taking from you without paying, the whole manufacturing process will be ruined. But try to make glass, the glass will be wrecked. But try to make trailers, the trailers will be ruined. Whatever he does is not going to work. The Yisak, I guess, anyway, what does this have to do with our sugya? I'll tell you very much. You're claiming that now the Kitron is Tzipori, and that Zevulun was unhappy with their chelek. Now, how could anybody possibly be unhappy with their chelek if they had Tzipori? Because Yitzhak Daita Kitron Zut Tzipori Amaymit Reim Amidotav. How could he be upset with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him? Or Havye Tzipori Milted Adifa Tuma. Tzipori is la creme de la creme of Eretz Yisrael. And maybe you'll say, well, maybe la creme de la creme, and it's beautiful, and this and that, but maybe you'll say, but it doesn't have the zabat chalav udvash of the rest of Eretz Yisrael. On the contrary, Amar Reish Lakish lididi chozili zabat chalav udvash de Tzipori. I myself personally witnessed the actual trails that were zabat chalav udvash of Tzipori, in which you have the goats walking along and munching on the fresh dates, and the juice of the dates dripping down onto the ground, and the overflowing milk coming from the goats as they walk by, and there is flowing milk and honey on the ground. And I saw Shisha Asar Mil is 16 mil by 16 mil around Tzipori like this. So you're telling me that's called not fertile for you. Maybe you'll say, okay, but you have no idea the rest of Eretz Yisrael could have been so much greater than that. Maybe Tzipori was bad news compared to the rest. No, not true, because Omer Rabba Bar Bachonam Rabbi Yochanan, L'didi chazi l'zavat chalav u'dvash to kol arad Yisrael. I saw all of the zavat chalav u'dvash of the entire Eretz Yisrael, and putting it all together, it would stretch k'mi beikuvi ad akra de tublanki. And that area, from Bekuvi to the port of Tulbakni, is 22 parsaot long and 6 parsaot wide. Who put Yeshita parsa? Now, if that's the whole Eretz Yisrael, then that means that Tzipori has far more than the chelek that should be, if you split that into 12, it ends up that Tzipori's got more than the other Shvatim. So what's he complaining about? Says the Gemara, it's not a question. People love to complain. I mean, I feel like he's saying, I don't like the way. I don't like that. He's not saying there aren't good things. They're just not good for me. So I would rather have sadotu chramim. And that's odifle. By the way, you could see that in the pasuk, deganami. Because in the very pasuk, which it's saying that he's an am chayref nafsho, it says, Naftali amrome sadeh. Naftali's got all these high fields that are always watered and so on. You see that's what he's complaining about. So whatever it is that Zvulun didn't like, it was even though he had Tzipori. Shmami. Anyway, Omer Rebbe Avuhu, the Ekron Teaker, when it says now in the Pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the day will come that Ekron will be uprooted, it's a play on words, and as we call it Ekron, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking about a city that he will be Eker. Therefore, it says, if now it is a mu'ukar, it's uprooted. Now, this is in a list in Svanya of various cities that belong to the Plishtim. So it says over there, Aza. Aza is going to be a wreck. Aza, I'll play on words. Aza azuvati. So Az,
what else is new?
Yeah, okay. So Ashkelon lishmama, Ashdod yigashua. Yigashua is shadi, throw out. Ekron teaker. Okay, we recognize the other cities. Ashdod, Ashkelon, Aza, to get rid of the Plishtim. But what exactly is Ekron? Ah, Ekron is today's Caesarea, which has now been taken over by the Romans. And that's now, we call it Caesarea Bat Edom. That used to be along the coast with the Plishtim cities. Shehi Yoshevet Ben HaCholot, sitting out there between all that sand that's now stretching out into the Yam. And he aita yatet tekua, you're talking about Ekron, why it's leaker, why it has to be uprooted. Because it's like a splinter deep inside of you. You're not happy until it's completely removed. And it was like a yatet that was tekua li Yisrael. Back in the days of the Yevonim already, it was a foreign outpost in Eretz Yisrael. Ukishegavra machut beit chashmonai v'natzchum. When the chashmonayim were mitgaber over the Yevanim and got rid of them, and they took it over, hayukorinota achidat migdal shir. They used to call it the place, achidat is a lashon of kivush. So it's the place where the migdal was conquered. Now there's different gersos. What exactly? If it says, one of the gersos, the Orov's gersos says migdal shein, because it was like inhabited by demons. So they called it the migdal of the shein. Right, so it was the dark side castle, basically, is the way they would refer to it. Others have a gears achidat migdal tsur. It was the place that, because it was like the place where there was still influence of outsiders, like the melech of tsur. But others have shir, maybe it should say sir, loshen of sirara. So it was the place where there used to be all of the governmental centers. The Lushan, as it is not clear exactly what it's referring to.
Simply name of Stratton's Tower. Before Herod developed it.
So Stratton has anything that's under the machine? Maybe. That's interesting. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, my dechtiv, vahisiroti damav mipiv, vishikotzav miben shinav. What is it referring to? When it says over here it's talking about Ekro, and it says, I'm going to take out the blood from its mouth, its filth from between its teeth, and Nishar Gam Hul Eloheinu, it too will be left to our guide, Vayakal God, Vayakaluf Yuda Ekron Kivusi. So it will be like the greatest leaders in Yehuda, and Ekron will become like Yerushalayim, which was called Yevus. What is that referring to? This is the Hasiroti Damav Mipiv. It's a reference to all of the filthy Avodah Zarah and so on. This is a reference now to the city of Tsur, which at that time was the hotshot of Edom. So Hasiroti Damav Mipiv, this is talking about Zil Beit Bamiya Shalehem. Shikutzav Mibeng Shinav Zil Beit Galia Shabehem. These are various Avodah Zarah. Vinishar Gam Hu Leloheinu. This too will come over to the good side. Elu bate knesiyot ubate midrashot shebe'adom. This refers to the things that were built for use of Bnei Yisrael in Edom. Vaya ka'aluf b'Yehuda. Instead of the aluf of the kadoregel, of the soccer, the aluf will become now the gedolim who will be teaching Torah. Ve'ekron ki yevusi. And the Ekron, which was meant to be destroyed, will become like Yerushalayim. This refers to the Tartariot, the Karkasiot, Shbe'adom. These are the theaters, the massive arenas that they had, and the circuses that they had. And what do you think those were all built for? How are you going to have enough people to come into the Daf Yomi if you don't have Madison Square Garden? What are you going to do with it? In the mail, they had to build Madison Square Garden in order to be a place to give a good cheer for a good audience. So those places, atidim sarei Yehuda lalamei b'em Torah b'rabim. Here it's a very interesting, a big shayla halacha l'maisa, because the Magen Avraham paskens that you're actually allowed to use a church for a Beit HaKnesset. This used to happen very often. They would buy old churches, the Goyim would move out, the neighborhood turned rotten, the Jews moved in. So
now it works the other way. They're using old synagogues.
It's a cycle. He paskin, there was no problem of using mokum of a church to turn it into a shul.
Wow.
Oh, and there's a whole outcry in the Yehuda asked him from this Gemara. Here it says, the real Vikar Kasiyot Tosis brings that there are those who are Mefarish. This is a continuation of the previous thing we mentioned, Beit Bamya, Beit Galya, that these are places of Avodah Zarah. Says Tosis, hard to believe, Kashelo Marshal Tamba Kumot Betuna Fot, Yocholin Lotchon Torah. Those places couldn't. Those are places we're going to learn Torah. It must be referring to other things. Maybe it's the courtrooms, the Beit Vad of Avdei Kofad, but not Mamish or church. See, Tanya the Magen Avraham. I mean, Tosfos takes for granted that the svar of the Magen Avraham is obvious that the dinim of Takrovis Avodah Zarah is not said on things that are mechubar lekarka. Right. And that are not actually brought to the evidence. It's being used by, they're being used by a dozen us. But you see from here, Tosfos takes for granted that it's osur. Okay, it's okay. I mean, Lemaisa, I don't think Tosfos is saying that it's osur. As he's saying, Kashe, he says, Kashe, Lomar, She Yachol Lomot Sham Torah. No, Yachol Lomot Sham Torah. It's not, doesn't mean it's osur Lomot Sham Torah. Otherwise, he would say, I mean, that it's osur Ba'anor, but saying, She Yachol.
I'm saying it's also it's talking about lost level. The guy will be mavatal it also.
Yeah, but takrovis you can't be mavatal. Mavatal on avodah not takrovis. If it has a din of isser because it's been used for avodah zarah, and that's the same as takrovis, doesn't help you. Yeah. Anyway, it's just interesting. You never know where to look in a Gemara. All of a sudden, you have something that's so contemporary. Yeah?
All the tour guides say in Bar-Torah.
Sorry.
All the tour guides say in Bar-Torah because of this when we're in the Roman.
Ah. Excellent. Yes. Well, you could, don't have to say it in the Roman amphitheater. You could say it in Ganei, what do they call it, in Tel Aviv. At Stadion Teddy. So it's the same thing, unfortunately. At least over here, probably some of the people working on it figure, no, it's one day we'll be using it for something intelligent.
What do you think? Somebody did it. Surprise win, and they say
Yishalakim. That's right. That's right. They do. Yeah. Omer Yitzchak. Getting on now to various references in Sefer Yoshua, we know that Dan went and they fought with this town of Leshem. They captured Leshem, and they took it over, and they changed the name of Leshem to Dan. That's what it says in the pasuk. Vikirula Leshem Dan, Kishem Dan Avihen. Now, Leshem is what we know today as the Banyas, the Pamyas. Why, from there you have the Yarden, which is called the Yarden because it's Yored Midan, Yarden. Right? So the mouth of the Yarden, the roots of the Yarden come from the Pamyas. Ekron Teaker, what are we referring to? Zu Kesaria Bat Edom, Shehi Aita Metropolin Shemalachim. Why was it called Metropolin? Now, Metropolin, which we use today, the word, of course, still appears in Metropolis, but the word Metropolin comes from the Greek word metro, which is uterus, basically, or mother, which became mother, mother, metro. And polin is the same as the word for politics, the body politic, the polis, and so on. So Metropolis means that it's the place where it's the mother of Malchus, basically, right? Is what it's saying. The uterus of Malchus. So it's a machlokus why it was called that. Some learn that they would actually have, it was Hogwarts, basically. It was all the future leaders of the Malchus would be raised there and taught there. What are they, what are the schools in England that they're all Eton and there's other ones.
Public private schools.
There they're called. Forget what's the other one. Eton and there's the one other thing.
Oxford.
No.
The punished companion with the Arabs can't say a pay.
Is that in English?
Panyas.
Panyas.
Panyas with the Arabs can't say a pay.
Can't hear the difference.
They say bill.
Yeah.
Bill.
It's like L and R. It's
yeah. Bilbo. Bilbo.
So some say it was because that's where they were raised, and some say the muk meimine malke, that's they would always choose the melech from that place. It was the top families, in other words. And the truth is, you take a look at the relationship of Caesarea and Yerushalayim, and that became the dogma of the height of Yisrael and the height of Rome. So therefore, if Yomar Lecha Adam, in Yomar Lecha Adam, Charvu Shteyen, both Caesarea and Yerushalayim were destroyed. Al Tamei, don't believe it. Yeshvu Shteyen, both of them are at the top of their Al Tamei. If they tell you Caesarea was destroyed and Yerushalayim has become built up, or vice versa, Yerushalayim was destroyed and Caesarea is built up, then Tamei, then that you can believe. Shenema Imala Hecharava. Here we find that Gufa, the Hiram, is so happy. Tzor is so happy. They say, oh, Yerushalayim has been destroyed. Great, Imalal Charava, I will become filled out of the destruction of Yerushalayim. But indeed, that's a very profound insight. Because Imalayazo Charavazo and Imalayazo Charavazo, they have a reciprocal relationship. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak says, well, you got to go looking to Hiram, I understand. It's a preferential pasuk at the beginning of time. La'om ilahom yamatz. That was the whole vision of the relationship of Yaakov and Esav. That either one is going to be, one or the other will be on top. The one from the other, if one gets the la'om, mila'om yamatz, whichever one it is. But if one is malay, it's from the churban of the other. But it can't be that they're both built simultaneously. Omavamar Rav Yitzchak, another mimer of Rav Yitzchak, is ma'idechsiv. What is the meaning of a pasuk that seems to contradict itself? It says, Yuchan Rasha Balamat Tzedek Beretz Nechochot Yavel. May the Rasha find favor in your eyes. What is that supposed to mean? He never learned the ways of justice, destroyed the land of presence. Yeah. Therefore he shall not see the Geut Hashem. What is that referring to? It's actually a process. First of all, Yitzchak has a relationship now with his son Esav. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yuchan Esav. Esav may not be the greatest kid in the world, you know, but there's people you say, V'chanoti Asher Achon. Couldn't you like him? I like him. So let him find Chaim, even though he's not Roy. Marlos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Rasha? What do you mean? He's mamash a Rasha. Marlo says Yitzchak to nu balamat sedek. This is how the Marshal learns. The Rasha says different. Balamat sedek. He never really had an opportunity to learn. I mean, he went to public school, and I mean, what's he going to know? And there was no education in those days. I mean, maybe if he had had the right background, you know, you would have sent him to YU or something. Maybe he would have grown up to be a mensch, you know. Omar Lo, Rashi learns that it's a question. Baal Lamat Tzedek, he can't find some kind of Lamat Tzchus on him. Omar Lo Be'eretz Nechochot Yavel, he's going to be destroying Eretz Yisrael. Omar Lo said Yitzchak, oh, Im Kain Baal Yiragi Ut Hashem. If that's the case, may he never get to see Olam Haba. Give him all of his happiness down here. Omar Reb Yitzchak, my dichtiv. Al titein Hashem ma'avaye rasha. Once we're talking about the terrors of Edom, so what was David being mispallel for when he said, "Ribbono shel Olam, do not give the hopes of the rasha. Zimamo al tafek. Don't let his nose ring out of his nose and let him free. Yorumu sela. Let him go up against others of his own ilk. Omar Yaakov, if they are Kadosh Baruch Hu. What David HaMelech was referring to in Tehillim is Yaakov Avinu's tefillah. Ribono shel Olam, al titein leisav rasha ta'avat libo. Don't allow Esav out. Zimamo al tafek. Don't allow him to do the evil things and to release his nose ring. This is a reference to Germania. I should say Germania, says the Aruch and the Gra. This is a reference to Germany. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets them loose, then they're going to end up destroying all the world. I guess it's tefillah. It's interesting. It's a Yaivitz traces Germania Shaledon to the Bnei Amole. Interesting. Nope, you never know.
Did he 70 that this mark
united?
No, considering
no, look what we're talking about now. We're talking about their internal warfare. Exactly, pre-Bismarck. The Gemara here is a continuation of Yarumu. Yarumu means they should be uplifted against each other. So we're going to now describe the way that you have constant political battles that don't allow them to go out and destroy the rest of the world. They're too busy destroying themselves. Halavai. Yeah. Mecca is not a good idea.
The longest.
Yeah. But it's a great solution. So basically, if you take a look, says Reb Chama Bar Chanina, you have Tlas Mea Ketiri Taga Ika Begermania. You've got these 300 dukes in Germany. Utlat Mea Veshitim V'chamisha Marzav Neika Barome. Now you've got 365 princes, each of whom believes they ought to be the duke in Rome. Ubucho Yuma Nafke Hani Lape Hani. Every single day, there's a new plot afoot. Every single day, somebody gets wrecked. Either an assassin bullet, but something happens every single day. Every single day, Mitrude Lukume Malka, they're always looking for somebody to take the place of it. Who's the new godfather? Something's going to happen. That keeps them busy. V'yomar Rabbi Yitzchak, once one of my morim of Rabbi Yitzchak, Yomar Lecha Adam, you'll notice, of course, they're all references to Yitzchak, Yitzchak relationship. Im yomar lecha adam, yargati velo matzati. Somebody will tell you, listen, I've been working on my learning for years. I'm just not made for it. It doesn't go into my head. Al ta'amen is a liar. Lo yargati velo matzati. The guy says, it's nothing. I mean, you don't even have to work on this stuff. It's childish. Al ta'amen, you don't know anything. Yagati umatsati. Somebody says, I worked hard and I found, the group points that I found means you still only found it. You didn't make it. Don't make the mistake of thinking that you created it by your yagia. Your yagia made you deserve that you found it. But it's still a find. Then Tommy, but hani mila b'divrei Torah. This is only when it comes to divrei Torah. But masa umat, if you're talking about business, a guy can work his bones off and not be successful at all. A guy could do absolutely nothing, be friends with some schmo in a little garage in Cupertino, and end up becoming a billionaire. So there it's Siyatu Min Shemaya. And even when it comes to Divrei Torah, lo amrei lo l'chadudi, when it comes to Divrei Torah, we're talking about sharpening your mind. It helps to work on it. Avulukume Girsa, to remember what you've learned, that could see Adam and Shemaya as people that mamish, they remember everything. People, doesn't matter how many times they review it, they remember nothing. What'd you say your name was? V'yomer Rebbe Yitzchak, Im Raita Rasha.
It's an issur to forget your learning. It has nothing to do with you.
It's an issur to do the things that allow you to forget. In other words, you have to plan your learning in such a way that it can be remembered by you. If Nebuch, I mean, it's how the Rav Shulchan Aruch passes. If Nebuch, you're one of these guys that never remembers, so you think I have to keep chazering over the same thing. What can you do? You don't have a heter to try to learn everything if you can't remember anything. Although he does allow you to go through Daf Yomi once, because it says in Olam Haba, if you learned it once, then you can at least go to the Shiurim, you'll understand everything. You never learned it, then you don't have the basis. That's the whole idea of Olam Hazeh. It just gives you the basis. You don't really understand a darn thing about anything. But at least you have enough experience to be able to start thinking about something in Olam Haba. If you never saw it, I guess start thinking about it. You must go through Daf Yomi. That's a given. Which includes, of course, Yerushalmi.
This has been a paid announcement.
Furthermore, says Rav Yitzchak, Im ra'ita rasha sha'asha'a misacheket lo. You see a Russia, and things are going great for this Russia. Al titkarebo, it's not a good time to start up with this guy. Shinemar al titchar bamreim, don't compete with the evildoers. V'lo od, not only is it that he's going to be matzliach, right now it's misacheketo. Elashadrachav matzliach. His whole path is matzliach. Everything about him shouts success. This is the guy you're going to be with. Shenemra yachilu drachav b'chol eit. V'lo'od elashadzokeh b'din. And not only that, it's going to look like God's always on his side. Shenema marom mishpatecha minegdo. Your mishpat Hashem is beyond him. Ah, he does whatever he wants. He always wins. He's always on top. And everybody's wondering, what's going on? V'lo'od elashara ebesonav. Not only that, all of his enemies, he sees their downfall. All the good people, he witnesses their own destruction. Shenemar kolts or aravia fiach bam, he blows them away. Is that true? Didn't Rabbi Yochanan quote Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai saying, "Mutar leitgarot b'rishayim b'olam hazeh"? You are allowed to start up with rishayim. It says the pasuk, "Ozvei Torah yalul resha." So they go singing songs to all of their evil, but shomrei Torah yidgaru bam. Start up with them. And with the story of Baron Baton said, Mutar lit karot b'shayim b'olam hazeh, v'im l'chashcha adam lomar, somebody whispers in your ear and says, don't do that. It says, al titchar b'mereim, al tikanei b'osei avlam. Ah, mishali bo nil kfo merkein. This guy, he hasn't got any guts. You know why he hasn't got any guts? Because he knows that he's a no good thing. Ella, what's the meaning of that passage? Al tischar b'mreim, don't compete with evildoers, meaning to be an evildoer. That's what it means. Don't compete with them in their own market. Liot k'mreim. Al tikanei b'osei avlah. Yeah, there's lots of kanoim, where what they really want is to be able to get the same things that the other people got. Why should he have all the fun? So don't have kina b'osei avlah, liot k'osei avlah. The Omer, you can see, it says b'feresh and buzzing. Here it's clear. Al yikanei libcha b'chataim ki im b'yirat Hashem kol hayom. So you see, it's dafka reference to two levels of kina. Don't have kina for mereim, have kina for yirat Hashem. So that's the meaning. Anyway, how do you explain that? Here on the one side we're saying you're not allowed to start up. On the other side we're saying no, only a no goodnik would say such a thing. Actually, you shouldn't start up. So you want to catch? I've been really today. I've been really dishmaya. Could be we're talking about two completely different worlds. Personally, don't start up. When a guy's on the ascendant, not a good idea to get involved against him. The other one is talking about doing things that are nogea, not yourself personally, but what it is, klapi shamayim. Those things you should get involved in. That's one approach. Vibaisem, another approach is hava b'mili today. It might even both be referring even to personal things. V'lokasha, hava tzadik gamur, hava tzadik she'eno gamur. The question over here is, what is the status of the person who's starting up with the Russia? Is he a tzaddik, a true tzaddik, or is he just relatively a tzaddik to that other person? The Omer Ravuna, Ravuna points out in the Pasuk, Mai dichtiv lama tabit, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do you look at Bogdim? You don't do anything about these traitors. Tacharish, why are you silent? Bevelat rashat tzaddik bimenu. When the evildoer swallows alive the one who is a greater tzaddik than he is. But notice that that's just relative, tzaddik mimenu. So someone who is a greater tzaddik than he, boleya, that he can swallow, but a tzaddik amur ain't no boleya. So when we were saying that it's okay, and Reb Shimon bar Yochai says, mutal isgaras b'shoyim b'olam hazeh, that was talking about if the person who is migareh is considered to be a tzaddik gomer, not just relative to the other guy. The ibai teimar could be the whole discussion is really irrelevant. Because Sha'am Misacheket lo shiny. You'll notice that Rabbi Yochanan did not say in the name of Rabbi Shem Bar Yochai, Mutaliz Garas Bisha'am Misacheket. Rabbi Destoy didn't say Mutaliz Garas Bisha'am Misacheket. Maybe that's a whole different deal. So at a point where the Rosh is having a great success and he's on the ascendant, so then Enochinami, don't start up with him. But if not, the very fact that he's a Rosh doesn't necessarily mean that he's got divine protection, may help. Omar Ula, Italia Shil Yavan. You know, in the Brocha to Esav, so Rashi tells us that the beautiful Brocha of these beautiful lands and the Mitala Shamayim, it's on all of these is a reference to what is called Italia Shil Yavan. So these are the islands, Italy. We know that the Gemara tells us that actually the area of Rome was built up by silting. And that came because Menashe brought a tzelem into the Heichal. So Gabriel HaMalach put in a reed at that point, and gradually it silted up, and in the end became the place where Rome was built. So this Italia shel Yavan now defines for us the concept of Western civilization. This is the great metropolitan Rome. It's 300 parsos, which is 1,200 kilometers by 1,200 kilometers. It has in it 365 different markets, you know, Nasdaq, Dow Jones, things like that. Kiminin Yomot HaChama, the same number of days that there are in the year. V'katan shebekulam shel mochrei ofot, the smallest market of all with the pork bellies, actually the chickens. And v'avi shisha samil ha-shisha samil. That was just 16 mil by 16 mil, small potatoes. Now the government supports all of these and has to show their interest, and so Melech So'ed B'cho Yom De'chad B'yem. Each one of these guilds and markets is zocha to one day in the year of attention. In Hadarba, now one of the things that Rome is famous for is social security. All kinds of government programs, socialized medicine. Anybody who lives there, even if he wasn't born there, Ava Bishalon Ladba, but now he's a citizen, Notel Prasbi Beit HaMelech, he's supported basically by the government. So, and not only that, but even if he doesn't live there, but he was no Ladba, if he was born there, Ava Bishalon Darba, they still send checks to him every month or put it directly in his bank account by electronic transfer, and he's Notel Prasbi Beit HaMelech. Vishloshet Alafim Beibane Yeshba, he's got 3,000 beautiful swimming pools, all heated. And Chamesh Miot Chalonot Malin Hashan Chutz Techoma. And also, they're very careful not to pollute their own air, but they pollute the rest of the planet. So you got these 500 enormous chimneys that are pouring, gushing out smoke, but as long as they're outside of Har Chumah, that's fine. And it's very well protected. Sido Echad Yam, they've got the sea on one side. Sido Echad Harim, one side is the mountains, and Gvaot and hills. And Sido Echad Mechitza Shel Barzel, on the other side, of course, Churchill already told us what's there, the Iron Curtain. In one side is just unapproachable because it's the depths and it's the gravel. Something like a chusit is the mitzula, is the place where you can pan basically for gold and other valuable minerals. Omar Rav, mihi kelaman diamar raka. Latzer, ki shach minishal chalatzim safti leyofi gadolu b'sheshach b'shem lo berakat. וכימאסקי ארון על האטה, סבתי ליחי, אוהדי זרידים, יושבי רכת, צאו וקיבלו הרוגי עומק, כי נח נפשי, רבי זיר פותח עליה, הוא סבדנה, ארץ שנער הרעה וילדה, ארץ צפי גדלה שעשויה, אוי נעלה אמרה רכת, כי עבדה כלי חמדתה, אלא מרובה חמת, is actually חמת גדר, not טברה, רכת is טברה, כי נרץ הוא גינוסה, למה נקרא שמה רכת? שאפיל ריקנים שבאם להם מצוות כרימון. רבי ירמי אמר, רכת שמה. למה נקרא שמה טבריה? שיושבת בתיבורה של ארץ ישראל. רב אמר, רכת שמה. למה נקרא שמה טבריה? שטובה ראייתה. אמר זעירה קטרון ציפורי. למה נקרא שמה ציפורי? שיושבת בראש הר כציפור. What? קטרון זה ציפורי. והקטרון בחלקו של זבולון עבודת עם זבולון הורישת יושבי קטרון ואת יושבי נעלות. Uzvulun, we know, was very unhappy. Uz mitraim amidotav habi. Shinam bazvulun am cheref nafshalomut. Matam shum the naftali amar amesadet. Amar zvulun if ya kadosh baruch hu ribonot shel olam liachay natat alam sadot uchramim valina tata arim uvaot liachay natat alam aratzot lina tata yamim unaharot. Amar lo, don't worry. Kulam tzrichim lecha yedei chilazon. Shinam amim har yikro v'svunei tmunecho. Toni Rabbi Yosi svunei es chilazon. Tmoni is tiras, and chol is a chuchit levona. Omar lefanav, big deal, ribono shel olam, mimodieni. Omar lo, sham yizbechu zivchei tzedek. Siman ze yelecha, kol anotel mivcha b'lo damim, eno moil bipragmatia shelo klum. Viz hagadai v'chitron zu tzipori, amai mitrohim amidotav, avi tzipor milte dadifa, uva v'chitem elat pazavat chalav udvash, ואומר שלוק של די חוזי לזוות חלב ודבש תספרי ואבי 16 מיל 16 מיל פחיתם לא נפיש את ידי כדי החוה ואומר רבא ברבכון אמר ביוחנן ודי חוזי לזוות חלב ודבש תחלה רבי ישראל ואבי כמי ביקו ויד אקר תתור ואקני אסי מתת עם פרסי אורך חפות ישית הפרסי סטיל סדות וחרמים עדיף עלי דקנה מדכתיב נפתלי אמר מסדר שמאמינה. אום רבי אבו ועקרונתי הקר ריפרס to קיסריה בת אדום, שיושבת בין הקולות והיא הייתה יתה תקועה לישראל במאה המיוונים. וכשגברה מלכות בית חשמונה אבן הצחום, היו קוראים אותה אחידת מגדל שיר. אום רבי עזב רבי חנינה מהי לכתיב, הסירות ידמיו מפיו ושיקוציו מבין שיניו ונשאר גמול אלוהינו, והסירות ידמיו מפיו זה בית במיה שלהם, שיקוציו מבין שיניו זה בית גליה שלהם, ונשאר גמול אלוהינו, אלו בתי כנסיות ובתי מדרשות שבאדום, והיה כאלוף יהודה ועקרון כיבוסי, אלו התרטריות וקרקסיות שבאדום, שעתידים שורי יהודה ללמד בהם תורה ברבים. אומר רבי יצחק, לשם זו פמיאס, עקרון תיאקר זו קיסריה בת אדום, שהייתה מטרופולין של מלאכים, איקדי אמר דמר בלה בלכה, ואיקדי אמר במוק מן המלכה. קיסריה בירושלים, אם יאמר לך אדם, חורבו שתיהם אל תאמין, ישבו שתיהם אל תאמין, חורבה קיסריה וישבה ירושלים, חורבה ירושלים וישבה קיסריה תאמין, שאמר אם מלאה חרבה, אם מלאה זו, חרבה זו, אם מלאה זו, חרבה זו. ונחמה יצחק אומר מיחו, לא אומר לא מיימץ. ויאמר רבי יצחק מי דכתיב, יוחן רשע, בעל למד צדק. אמר יצחק לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, ריבונו של עולם, יוחן, מינינג עשיו. אמר לו, what? רשע הוא? אמר לו, בעל למד צדק. אמר לו, בארץ נכוחות יעבל. אמר לו, אם תן, בא ירגיע את השם. ויאמר רבי יצחק מי דכתיב, אל תיתן השם אהבה יהיה רשע, זממו אל תפק ירומוס אלו. אמר יעקב לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, ריבונו של עולם, אל תיתן לעשיו הרשע תאוות ליבו, זממו אל תפק, זו גרמניה של אדום, שיאמר להם יוצאים מחריבים כל העולם כולו. ויאמר רב חמא בר חנינא, תלת מאה כתירי תג איכא בגרמניה של אדום, לתלת מאה שטיף חמיש מהזבני איכא ברומי, ובכל יום נפקא אנר לאפי אני, ומרקא אחד מן היומית ידי וקומי מלכה. ואומר רב יצחק יאמר לך, אדם יגעתי ולא מצאתי אל תאמין, לא יגעתי מצאתי אל תאמין, יגעתי ומצאתי תאמין ואני מיל בדברי תרא. אבל במשא ומתן סייעתי מן שמיים, דברי תורה לא אמר לי אבן אלא לחדודי, אבל כל מגיר זה סייעתי מן שמיים. ואומר רבי יצחק, אם ראית רשע שהשעה משחקת לו, אל תתגרה בו, שנאמר אל תתחר במראים, ולא עוד אלא שברכה מצליחים שמכילו לך וכלי, ולא עוד אלא שזוכה בדין שנאמר מרום משפטך מנגדו, ולא עוד אלא שרואה בסונב שנאמר כל צרב יפיח בהם. אין יאמר רבי יוחד בשם שמי אמר חי, מותר להתגרות בראשונים בעולם הזה שאמר עוז ותורה יעלו לרשם שומרי תורה יתגרו בה. ותניא רבי דוסטאי ורבי מתון אומר, מותר להתגרות בראשונים בעולם הזה, ואם לך שכה אדם לומר, אל תתחר במראים, אל תקנא ועשי עוולה, that's דווקא מי שריבונו כבר אומר כן, אלא אל תתחר במראים means להיות כמראים, אל תקנא ועשי עוולה means להיות כעושי עוולה, and I'll prove it to you, זה אל יקנא לבך בך טעים, אלא ביראת, and so on. לא קשה, במילה even if we say, oh, Baba Mila Deva Kasha, Abba Tzadik Gamor, Abba Tzadik Sheino Gamor, Damar Vuna, Mai Dekhtiv, Lama Tabit Bogdin, Tacharish Bivala Rasha Tzadik Bimenu, Tzadik Bimenu, aha, Polea, Tzadik Gamor, Hina Polea, Viba Edema, Shama Sacheket, Hashemi, Oma Ulai Tal Yesho Yavan Zekar, Golo Sharomi, Vabit Tlat Mea Parsa, Tlat Mea Parsa, Vyeshba, Shalosh Meo Shishim Vachamisha Shvatim, Kiminyan Yimot Amachama, קטן שבגולם שבאוכל יפות, אבי 16 מיל או 16 מיל, ומלך סועד בכל יום באחד מהם, והדר בה, אף אבי שאינו נולד בה, נות הפרס מבית המלך, והנולד בה, אף אבי שאינו דר בה, נות הפרס מבית המלך. 3,000 ביבנה יש בה, 500 חלונות בעלין השן, מחוץ לחומה, צידו אחד ים, צידו אחד הרים וגבעות, צידו אחד מפיצה של ברזל, וצידו אחד חולסית ומצופה.